In Northwest News on KPLU, 1 year ago, this was the sound outside Seattle's first legal marijuana store as it opened for business.
I think it's time to free the weed!
Cannabis City owner James Lathrop says since then his pot business has seen its highs and lows. I recently returned for a visit.
So these are all nice sativas, uplifting strains.
As shop owner James Lathrop shows off his wares, it's clear his early problems with not having enough product are over.
Topicals, patches, chocolate bars, candies.
Even on this weekday morning, there's a steady stream of customers looking not unlike people browsing the aisles in your neighborhood supermarket. Cannabis City is actually listed in area tourism brochures. And owner Lathrop says, in addition to locals, people come in from all over the world.
I mean, we get contacted on Facebook or on our website saying, hey, I'm cuddling from Italy. I'm going to be there in a few weeks or a few months.
Like any new business, there have been some glitches. For example, Cannabis City is on its third sales software system. But Lathrop says most of his frustrations this past year have come from what he sees as over-the-top regulations.
There's all these blockades as an independent businessman trying to be creative that keep showing up.
For example,
I've been begging the legislative session to give me an opportunity to sell T-shirts and swag and touristy items.
That's right. It's illegal for him to even sell a T-shirt because the laws are so strict. In some cases, Lathrop has been able to figure out workarounds. As we walk outside, he points to the billboard he purchased across the street, which points to his shop.
There's significant limitations on signage on the shop, but interestingly, no limitations on signage across the street.
Lathrop says he's still excited about not only starting a new business, but being on the cutting edge of an entire new industry. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.